אנחנו קוראים מתוך קובץ קטעים נבחרים מן
We're going to read from excerpts about the meal of Kabbalists. We're going to read excerpt number 5 from the book Ma'or v'Shemesh, portion Miketz. Eating is primarily in order to raise the spirituality in that food to its upper root. And the spirituality, the sanctity in each thing, is the vitality in everything. Without it, there wouldn't be existence to that thing. And its continuation is from a high place. Its extension is from a high place, meaning from Chokhmah and Bina. And this is the vitality of the food. When he eats that food afterwards, he elevates all of it, the sacred vitality in that food, to its root, thereby making giving contentment to the Creator. Because the satiation is primarily from the sanctity and the spirituality in every food. And this is a righteous who eats, who satiates his soul, who eats only to satiate the upper soul. Meaning his intention is only for to feed the spirituality in the food to its in its upper root. Therefore, the humble will eat and be satiated before, because their intention is only spirituality and not the corporeality of the food. But those people whose view is that of a beast, whose intention is not the spirituality of the food but only the corporeality of the food, they eat crass eating, and they are not satisfied. And this is the hunger, that his soul is always hungry, because the soul has no vitality. Only when he extends spirituality to him. This is the stomach of the wicked is always lacking. Excerpt number 6 from the Holy Shla. This is the meaning of the commandment of the meal that they were commanded. Not folly and madness, but the meal is about the dvikut, the adhesion of body and soul. Exit number 7. The righteous, when he prays, is certainly in dvikut and in kedusha, in pure thoughts and lucidity and purity, while eating, because it is a corporeal thing, then he is afraid that he will be corporalized and will detach from sanctity by eating. Therefore, he strengthens himself and exerts to sanctify himself more and more while eating, to attach himself in great connection and dvikut. It turns out that when the righteous eats, he sanctifies himself more than when praying. But not so are the rest of the people, who, when they pray, they can be sanctified more than when they eat. This is the meaning of those who hope for the Lord will gain strength. The sanctity that a person sanctifies and purifies himself while praying and eating, by this he gives strength to the household of above. Those who hope for the Lord are those righteous, or complete righteous, who hope and wait for the salvation of the Creator, to be filled quickly and that the name will be whole soon. They gain strength, meaning they gain more than the rest of the people. For the masses, when they pray, are more in holiness. But they sanctify and purify themselves when they eat more and more than during their prayer. He means the righteous. Excerpt number 8 from the book Ma'or v'Shemesh. Light and sun. The path of the righteous who walk in the law of the Lord and do not chase their lusts and eat only what they need and necessary to sustain their bodies for the work of the Creator. Naturally, when they eat on their table, they pull off their hand, even in the middle of the food, of eating, even though the inclination burns in them, inciting them to do something, to get something good from the food or from the drink, which is very tasty. They cool off their inclination not to eat and drink more. On the contrary, they are concerned and they repent for having eaten, because they might have eaten or drank more than is required to sustain their bodies. And they cool off their inclination and repent for what they did. Not so are the wicked. If they get a chance to do some mitzvah with great excitement because of the passion and joy in eating and drinking, they cool off themselves and repent from their excitement, and that is because of their folly